Hello, and welcome. My name is Tom, and I'll be your guide through this e-learning module. This course is intended to familiarize you with a general overview of the benefits choices you can make, as well as what you are entitled to when you make the personal choice to retire from New York State service. The decision to retire is not an easy one, and many factors can impact your decision. This overview is designed to help you understand the various benefits eligible to you during retirement, such as health insurance, dental insurance, vision insurance, as well as where Medicare and Social Security fit into your situation. There are decisions you will need to make along the way that will impact this as well. This course will help to clarify this information so that you can make the best decisions for your unique situation. For information regarding specific retirement plans, you can find out more information by visiting their website or contacting them by phone. If you have questions or are not sure where to start, UB's Retirement Administrator is here to help. Because we know that the decision to retire is not an easy one, we are here to make your transition an easier one. You have worked hard all of these years at UB, and we want to ensure that your path to retirement is as smooth as possible. Please rest assured that we are here to advise you and answer any questions you may have about your retirement. Thank you for completing this course. Before we get into more specific details on how this works for each group, let's spend a few moments discussing basic terminology. Vacation leave is paid time off from work for personal activities. Sick leave is an absence from work permitted because of a personal or immediate family illness, as well as certain physician appointments. Both vacation and sick leave are accrued on a biweekly or monthly basis and represented by days or hours, depending on your bargaining unit or employer. Personal time is paid time off to deal with a personal or private matter. This particular type of time off is only available for classified employees. More information about eligibility will be presented later in this course. In addition to these types of leave, some employees are also eligible for holiday leave. We will discuss eligibility and specifics later in this course. Accruals refer to the amount of days or hours an employee has accumulated of a certain time off type, such as vacation or sick leave. Accrual rates are the rates at which an employee earns time off. Anniversary dates are also important when it comes to time and attendance. For state employees, your anniversary date is the date in which you started working in your particular position. Later in this course, we will discuss how your anniversary date impacts your accrual rates. Now that you understand a little more about the basics of time and attendance, let's talk about your responsibilities.